Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast. My name is Kurt Lawther. I'm the real estate agent, and with me forever is
Chris Clark, the buyer's agent.
How you looking, Chris?
I don't know. You're telling me how I'm looking.
Well, you're standing there in the glistening sun before, and you're like, oh, what are you seeing on the market today? Or what are you seeing on the ground? And I was like, something pretty. I was in my brain.
That's a strange way to start. Now, I'm seeing a lot of grey hair and fossil-looking features over here. No, mate. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Or this is the episode I look forward to the most of us doing, which is our market update. So first week of March, here we are.
What are you excited about, Chris? What's exciting? We know a certain special date that everyone loves in Australia is coming up.
December 25th.
No, yeah.
3rd of May. I don't know if everyone's excited about it coming up. But yeah,
there was quite a bit of tongue-in-cheek.
Oh, really? I couldn't tell. Yeah, election's been called since we last caught up. So for me, what I've seen, so I've got existing clients as a buyer, I've got existing clients, and all of them are sort of definitely asking the question, like, what does that mean? And I'm sort of saying it means nothing. I think you would concur. Like, but I also note that up until this week, probably the previous 4 weeks, haven't had a lot of inquiries come through. Maybe part of that's we had a big burst over the year. Maybe part of that's, you know, that interest rate's coming down. But I do think there is an element of historically anyway, and I do think it's happening now, that during an election period, you know, as we lead up to the voting, that the number of people, new buyers entering, decreases. It's almost zero.
Yep.
And so from a buyer standpoint, I sort of say, well, this is a great opportunity because it is more likely, yes, we might see less listings, which you might talk about, don't know, what you might mention. But from a competition standpoint, there is less competition there, and I'm seeing that on the ground floor.
It's funny you say that. On the buyer front, we're noticing the people that have been searching for a while, committed, they're going through with purchases.
Well, they're actually following through. Yeah, similar thing.
The ones that could kind of buy, but and maybe some of them might not even realize they're deliberately thinking, or election, it might just be a bit of table talk, but I think it all has an impact. We've signed up a couple of properties, and the election is not really a discussion. There is one or two properties where it was a bit of a discussion during the pitch.
Yep.
For the business, in terms of when they were trying to work out, calendar, and they've been like, you know, when can you do things?
These were auction campaign, am I right in guessing?
We all try and run them to auction. Yep. So the idea
is that part of the reason is you got to look at the auction date? To avoid the 3rd of May?
No.
Was that part of it? Or no, just to know.
No, it's just whether whether we extend the campaign 5 weeks or 4 weeks.
To try and avoid the 3rd of May?
To try and go extend it maybe. So maybe if it's a week before. But anyway, long story short, we don't really think it is an issue because our auction wasn't going to fall on the 3rd. And we're just like, if people are out there seriously looking at buying, they're going to...
Yeah, but historically, I think the reason why, you know, if you go through all the elections, we've touched this before, is there is an understanding of the different policies, right? Negative gearing, immigration having an impact. Whereas I think thus far, I haven't really heard any big contrasting policies being talked about that are not maybe even specifically property related, or even like migration's not specific, but obviously has knock-on effect. I'm not hearing either party give a big contrary to drive it one way or the other.
Do you know what's actually, I noticed this, and I don't know if this is part of the market update, is when...
Well, it is now.
It is now. Hmm. When the US election was going on, even if you're on social media, you're hearing about the US election and all the... From both sides, whatever side you're on.
Yep.
Really have not heard anything. Like, I haven't really seen, and I don't know if it's because my feed is not on it, because... My feed generally is quite an interesting feed.
Yeah, that's a topic for another time.
But I just haven't really... It's sort of like snuck up on everyone.
I think I am amazed. My feed, however, I think I am... What I'm hearing is a lot of second parts. It's not directly from the parties themselves, but I'm seeing a lot of people give commentary on what they've seen. That seems to be coming through to me. And again, like I said, for me, I'm not deciphering and saying... Or not seeing it as, oh, Stark, this is this. And from a business, obviously, I look at it from an individual and a family man. And obviously, I also look at it from a business standpoint. From a business standpoint at the moment, I think either party. Last thing, the one thing I don't want, which I'm sure you'd agree with, is a hung parliament. And, you know, that's a two-week process of becoming unhung, if that's the word for it.
Unhung. Yeah.
That would have an impact, because that would be a period of uncertainty. And I remember that when I was hung in, I think it was 2010-ish, maybe 2011-ish. Last time I remember being significantly, and there was like three. Anyway.
Yeah.
So that would have an impact, but otherwise, I think it's just business as usual.
Yep. And even when parties get, if it's the same party in, so in this case it would be Labor or Liberal, like things usually don't happen straight away anyway.
Yeah, true. It's not instantaneous.
And
not
like Trump. Still like. Yeah, we don't have the executive orders. So overall, though, I haven't really noticed much difference. The interest rates have remained the same,
yep.
Even though we're within the thresholds
of the
inflation. So yep. We're in the inflationary target, but the uncertainty amongst the world and all that, and I think they've just learnt from last time.
Yeah, we also find typically coming down, like last time they came down was during COVID, I think typically coming down, you do see one, and then the second one's usually not for 3, 4, 5 months later. I think we're seeing that. I'm actually saying I don't think we'll see another one for the year, but happy to be wrong or not wrong.
Watch this space.
Watch this space. Okay, let's get on to some bit of fun now, break it up a little bit. So,
Any ludicrous questions coming my way, Chris?
You definitely have some questions. So three quick cues. They've got a bit of a theme though. So basically, the theme is who do you want to have a beer with?
Okay,
so you got to think about, this is not who do you want to meet or who do you want to get an autograph or something. This is who do you want to share a beer with. Okay, so first one, and some of these people may not be alive for the purpose that they are alive, you know.
Yeah, I hope these are wild people.
So we've got Muhammad Ali, mm-hmm. or Usain Bolt. Really bang.
Straight Usain on. Bolt, yep. Mate, the bloke smashed chicken nuggets to win the 08 or 12 Olympics. Like, that's not a man to have a beer with. Then
who is? Yeah. Okay, quick take though, because Muhammad's done, he did a few amazing things, but that's okay.
Yeah, he doesn't resonate. Like, he just wasn't my time.
Yeah, I could see that. I could get that. Well, it wasn't really my time either, my friend, but I'm not that old. Next one, Jerry Springer or Oprah Winfrey?
Jerry Springer.
Yeah, I thought you might. That's your feed, the way it comes through.
Yeah.
And last one, okay, is Elon Musk,
yep.
or Donald Trump?
Oh, I love this one.
We'll give a shout to We Got the Chocolates. They just had this in their podcast this week, and I thought I'd heard it today and wanted to steal it. Go on. Who are you going to pick?
Oh, big Donald Trump.
Wow.
Absolutely. Definitely would have. I'd have a beer with both of them, but.
Wow. Okay. I thought they were unlike.
No.
You can actually choose. Just still pick one, but actually say, I'd rather not.
No, I'd love to. I think
okay, it'd be nice.
Interesting.
Very good. All right.
I'm not going to. Should I say who I thought you
were? No, you save it for another time. You might have asked me another time. Was
I think that's next episode.
Perfect. Oh, God.
Do I need to prepare six questions with three safe and three.
Save the beeps for then. Well, thank you all for dropping by. What's a piece of homework for people this week?
Share on Instagram if you can.
On the old Insta.
On the Insta.
Appreciate it. Thanks all for dropping by.